So I teach you one Khmer, how the way they say hello in Khmer, okay? Say chom, riep, sua. Chom, riep, sua. Okay, now faster. Chom, riep, sua. Oh, okay, it's good now, Okay, I'm gonna preach in Khmer because you know how to say chom, riep, sua in Khmer already, right, Pastor? No, right? Okay, appreciate it. Thank you for Pastor. Let us, we can represent our ministry, and especially your church can pray for us. And this is my family. We have, like Pastor said, that's hard to traveling with the baby. Yeah, we have to stop a lot. They need stretching. So sometimes we have to traveling 10 hours a day. We have to stop a lot. So we can go 2 hours and stop, let the kid run, everything. So pray for us. So my wife, she in nursery. Her name is Michelle. Our son, the oldest, he's 3 years old. Named Ryan, the youngest one, named Mark. He's 3 months. I have 2 kids, but I almost forgot. Yeah. And can you go next slide? So this is me. I give you my testimony first. So this, the middle one, that's me. So my family, we moved. So my home village is about 1.5 hours from the capital city of Cambodia. So my family have to move to Phnom Penh. So that's the opportunity for me to get a higher education in Phnom Penh. So we have to move to Phnom Penh. So in my whole life, I never heard about the gospel at all when I in my home village. Never heard about gospel. No gospel, preaching church at all. So this is the first time the opportunity that I hear. So my two friends, they invite me, they call me Bong, because I'm older. It's Bong, that means brother. Brother, do you want to go to church with me? I have no idea what is church. My whole life, I go to pagoda, because my family is Buddhist. I just go there. I have no idea what is church. So that day, they invite me to Friday service, sport time, teenager. So they invite me, they tell me like this. They play sport, soccer, and they have food. Yeah. Food interesting for me. Okay. So I go play sport, food. I go just repeat that. A few months. Go again, eat, play, go back home. Eat, go, play, go back home. That's all what I do. But one time is a time that the Holy Spirit is really convict me. The preacher asking, if you die today, where are you going to go? Heaven or hell? I know, pretty sure. Because the Buddhists, the way they tell us, the way they teach us, do good. You have to do good enough, you can go to heaven. But I know pretty clear, I'm not do good enough. And the way they're teaching about how Jesus saved people, so easy, not complicated at all. Yes, that day, I trust God for my personal Savior in 2012, September 9th, the 9th. So I'm really, really happy. I'm happy. I get saved. I know pretty clear. I died that day. I'm going to go to heaven. Pretty clear. Not as the religion, you're not sure at all. It's just no hope. So I go back home. I just ride a tuk-tuk bag, go back home. I go straight to, because I want to see my parents got saved too. I just go straight to my mom. Mom, if you die today, you're going to go to hell. So you have to believe in Jesus too. But tell them too straight, right? If you die today, you're going to go to hell. But they say, okay. She's just happy for me when I'm happy. But she's not interesting at all. Can you go next slide? Go back first. Go back. So my parents start see. So in Cambodia, the monk, they always walking across your house every morning before 12 o'clock. So their lunchtime, 11, they always walking across your house to people can give them money, people can give them food, so they can't eat it. So they're just walking. Normally, before I got saved, normally what I did, I give money to the monk and worship. So after I got saved, my mom still asked me, okay, get this money, give it to the monk. But this time, I say no. They start like, what happened to my son? I don't think it's not a happy day. They start like, wonder, what happened? You know, when you got saved, you're not supposed to do that anymore. So they say like, okay, my son is not like obey me anymore. They not worship the monk anymore. Okay, now no more church. No more reading the Bible. No more pray. That time I cannot provide myself yet. I just like a teenager. So like I was like ninth grade that time. I just like, I don't know how to do. So I go to my pastor and asking him what I can do. So my parents like stop me, go to church now. Say, honor your authority and pray about that. So a while that I cannot go to church, I cannot read the Bible open, I cannot pray. So what I gonna do? So I just like, the way that I can read the Bible, I don't know, anyone can guess where I gonna read, like I cannot read the Bible openly. If my parents see, I'm in trouble. Anyone want to guess like where I can read my Bible? You want to guess? Church? No. I don't have candy bar. Sorry. I read in the restroom. So we have a business. It's called, they sell the sugar cane juice outside. When someone come to buy the sugar cane juice, my mom go outside, I'm inside the house. That's my opportunity. Grab the Bible under the bed, go to restroom. Because she busy, that's my opportunity to read my Bible and pray. So, that's not fun, but it's really important you read the Bible. So I'm encouraged the young people, teenager, that you have opportunity. You not get spanked. You not got kicked out of the house because you read the Bible here. Take that opportunity. Take the opportunity to read the Bible. A lot of teenagers in my age, like as a teenager, that one time, Pastor, I can count how many, 4 or 5 teenagers that their parents kicked them out because of their faith. I'm almost really close. I'm just like preparing myself. What happened? What happened? But God working inside my parents' heart, they allow me back to church. That's a blessing. So can you go next slide? 2018, this is like our college there. I have opportunity to join Bible college. So it's a blessing that they not charge money. They provide everything, the book. They take us outside too. Thank you for the missionary, American missionary that bring the gospel. And then they let us like go to the Bible college without pay anything. I said, that's like, if I have to pay, I don't have ability to do it. So thank God about for the Bible college there. Can you go next? So because we have the Bible college, they have mission trip. Mission trip is like for, you can like, seeking like God's will. It's in Cambodia, just in Cambodia. In 2017, go one time, I'm not interesting, I don't think like God calling me. 2018, again, is we go to like a northern, like up Cambodia, like between Thailand and Cambodia. And that place, I met this little girl. It's a waterfall. And you see, she sit down next to the edge of the waterfall. And she sit down alone. And I go to her, I asking her, who you waiting for? who you waiting for? And she said, she waiting, the key word, she waiting my dad coming back. She waiting. The word waiting is like God just like spoken, like poking me. Waiting my dad coming back. As God talked to me like this, many, many people that sit down, they waiting people that know the word of God, know the way, the way, tell them the truth, they can go to heaven. Many people that die without people tell them about Jesus. Many people waiting. So God used this little girl to just like destroy my heart. Okay. I say, Lord, I'm ready to serve you. That time I'm a single man at that time. But I say, Lord, I'm ready. Send me. And that time, and that day I remember I'm a man. Okay, I'm a man. I know I normally will not cry. Like that day I cry a lot. From waterfall back to hotel. I just cry because like God like spoke to me really clear that you don't need to, you like why are you waiting? A lot of people waiting you bring the gospel to them. So that day, so because this picture, God used me, like God talked to me and calling me to serve God full time. Can you go next slide? So this is like the best one. So we got married. I don't know who's like single. So when you're married, you're gonna like your wife gonna be boss inside your heart. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We got engaged in 2021. So my wife and I, we serve God 6 days a week before like be married. Everywhere. I'm in charge like souvenir, like go to souvenir display. Everywhere. She always go with me. Like, you know when you go everywhere like together, you know each other, you talk to each other, become like closer and closer and closer. And then we married, okay? We married. Before we married, I tell you one, like her dad gave me 500 questions to asking me. So. Yeah. But I passed, so I married. So you can go next one. So this is we married in 2021 also, engaged and married. Can you go next? So this is a baby Ryan, came in 2022. Go next. You see the oxygen on in him? So we have to separate. So my Ryan is not crying at all when he born. So they have to, this is important, it's connecting a bit, so I have to tell you. So they have to separate them. In Cambodia, it's hard a bit. You have to take care of your own people. Ryan have to take like him to another hospital 30 minutes. My wife, another hospital. So this cause, okay, I don't like this situation at all. My mom have to come to take care. We have to switch, okay? At night time, my mom take care of Ryan. In the afternoon time, like night, I go to take care of my wife. So we switch like that. But God used that situation. So remember, my mom, my parents, they are Buddhists. That time they not got saved yet. Because God used that one. Can you go next? That situation that I don't like, I hate. Both of them cannot make it, almost cannot make it. But God used that situation. My mom saw the love of the Christian. Say, wow, it's different. It's different. So my mom got saved. After my mom got saved, my mom still held the burden for my dad. She said, say hi. I'm pray a lot to see your dad got saved too. I said, wow, mom, I saw that. So the reason one more that my dad got saved, because my mom, her burden for to see my dad got saved. And now she still held the burden for my brother, my sister to get saved too. So now both of them, they no more go to Pakada. You know where they go? They go to church together. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the gospel. They have freedom now. Can you go next one? We love this one. They burn all their altars. It's a big step of the Christian in Cambodia. We don't have the we don't have the persecution from the government. We got the persecution from family, friend, neighbor. So, this is a big step. When you burn all this altar in this village, you're going to be the one like really weird. So I'm warning my mom like this. If you burned it, you're going to mocking from your neighbor. You might be lost your friends. Your family might be like stop talking to you. I just warning her. But she said, she called me, I'm ready, say hi. Take all this out from my house. So we 1 hour away from each other. But I'm ready. When she called me, I bring the lighter with me. I bring my little car. I'm ready. I just like go to like her house. Okay, I'm ready. Just put all inside the car. I drop in. Before I burn it, I still remember that. I love that. I kick one too. Yeah. I kick one, I burn. That is like, I'm so happy. I can see their life is changing. They have like, they're free now. They're free. This is the power of God. Let's press a lot about it. Can you go next? So this is children ministry. We invest a lot to kids. Our church, if they're not investing in me, I don't know where am I now. So we invest in them a lot. A lot of kids got saved. Normally it's like 80 to 100 kids come every day, every Sunday. That's like good opportunity for them. They know Christ since they're little. That's a really good opportunity for them. Can you go next? This my Sunday's class is the way like we pick up the kids. This is my little car. Normally can fit only two in the front, two in the back, but you see more kids, right? Sometimes I fit like 10 inside the car. Okay, that's good. We don't need to buckle. We don't need to wear the seatbelt in Cambodia, so I can fit as much as I can. Okay, can you go next? This is the group that we discipleship. We discipleship my parents too. So when you lead them to the Lord, we have to discipleship them. Here you go next. This is my soul winning team. Most of them is like kids. But why? Kids, even they kids, they have burden for their own people. They want to see their friend. God said, they call me, teacher, go to this house. This is my friend here. You know, they have the burden. They not just only sell for them, only themselves. They not just only keep for own self, but they're sharing. They're sharing. You go next. We work with teenager. You go next. The question, why we come to United States? This is my first time come to United States. Why we come to United States? You know, United States is like everybody's dream, but we have the purpose. So we came for deportation. For what? You go next. Like church planting at my hometown, my home village that I left for 13 years. I never go back. It's a church planting in my home village. Can you go next? I show you some picture. So we have one city, 24 province. Next. Our people in Cambodia is like almost like, I think this year maybe 80 million already. Go next. So we went back to my home village, my hometown for survey trip and soul winning after moving out 13 years. Can you go next? It's a ping, it's a place that it's called Kandah province, that my home village. Go next. So my home village is about 15,000 people. You remember that I mentioned that No gospel church. I go back, I do survey trip, still no gospel church. What's that mean? That means a lot of people that never heard about gospel, they go to hell. They die, they go to hell.
they die, they go to hell. Some people, they never even hear who is Jesus. They never know about that. Go next. Some picture. Go next.
This, the four people in the video you see. Four people, they got saved. Go next. And three more got saved. Seven now. Go next. This is our small children ministry that we start. You next. We have a big group from our church, Pastor, that they hope like bring the track passing to every house. Like, so they hope sharing the gospel there. Go next. 11,000 villages without any preaching church. That's a lot. And my home village is one of them. One of them. That's a lot. Cambodia is small. Small than, I think if it's a land, maybe smaller than New Mexico. Smaller than California. Just a little one. But the gospel still just like a little bit. Go next. So join us in this vision and pray with us to see a church plan over there. So I show you the picture that you see, like seven people got saved. I think my man, our people there, like we working together. In Cambodia, it's faster. So this Sunday, the first day, they just start meeting, like on Sunday together at 2:00. This is like the first start. So please pray that we're gonna have a church soon. So when you have a church, we can spread the gospel more. Pray for us. Pray for us about that. Can you go next? Next. So now we go to the Bible. Okay. I'm gonna preach a bit. The testimony is real, like this is a burden. A burden. And the title of this lesson today is a Right Heart Desire. Please open to Romans. Please stand up. We're going to read together, if you could. Please stand up. Please open to Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Can we read together? I'm going to count. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. 1, 2, 3. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I'm going to read it. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to preach the word of your word, Lord. Please help me and help the church to have this burden to see people God's here. Thank you for a wonderful church that love you. Thank you for a pastor that give the value to the mission. Please bless this church, Lord. Please be with us in this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please sit down. So this is a heart of Paul. Of Paul. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. If you have the pens or pencil or anything, if you can underline the word Israel and underline the word self, I want you to give you some challenge. I give you the testimony. I'm talking about my home village. I'm talking about my family. I talk about my people. I talk about my people. This. My own family, my own people, my own country, my own. It's connecting to this verse. The Paul, he want to see his people God save. Israel God save. So what I can help you like this. You underline the word Israel. What is can use that word, like replace that word, what you can put. For me, I put my parents. For me, I put my brother and sister.
my people, my village, my Cambodia country. I put that to remind me that my desire, my prayer, I want to see the God save. The God save. You know, sometimes easy to forget about your own people, right? Your own family. Easy to forget. Forget about it. Can you go next slide? So what are good desires in our life? I'm going to give you some point. Go next. A successful career or business. That's good. Owning a home. The American dream. In Cambodia, the dream is like you have rice, you have your dream. Okay, right? You know rice, right? Yeah. I'm just kidding. Financial independence and stability. That's good. That's good. You go next. Building and supporting a strong family. That's a good desire. Education, skill building, personal development. It's a good desire. But it's not the greatest desire like as Paul have. Can you go next? So summary. To live freely, love deeply, success on one own term, and make life meaningful. That's all. Can you go next? So we're going to learn about one of the Apostle Paul's greatest desire. Go next. It's to preach the gospel to the world. Not just on the world, but his focus one in this verse. You know, next. Next. I put easy for you. Desire, prayer. Desire and prayer. One time that I just like about, I prayed for my parents about 12 or 13 years. That's a long. One time the preacher asking, he just wonder, you believe in God? He asked everybody, but, you know, the Holy Spirit remind me. He asking everybody, you are believing God. Some people believe in God 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But just only you in the church. What about your family? Oop, it's just like talk to me. I just like, wow, you just talk to me? You preach to me or what? Like that time just only me alone that like believe in God. My parents like they not believe in God yet. I just like, but you know the Holy Spirit remind me. Wow, he said true. What happened? What's wrong? Like in my life, why my parents not got saved? Might be because I don't have the burdens, the desire and prayer for my family. You know, every Saturday, okay, in Cambodia, we go soul winning every Saturday. Really, really easy when you go to someone's house and they never know you before, right? You're easy to share the gospel, preach the gospel to somebody that they never know you. Really easy. Okay, you go knock the door. Okay, I'm busy. I don't want to hear you. Just go. No problem. That's so easy. You're just like, okay. But for your own people, it's harder. Especially your parents. They know me. I'm like, they in my, her womb. Like, how I gonna share the gospel to them? They know more than me. They old enough. Like they don't want to hear me tell them about gospel at all. What about my brother sister? I don't think they want to hear me too. They know me since I'm little. I'm really hard to share the gospel to them. How? I don't know how. You know, sometimes it's like hard to like share the gospel to like your own people. I met one man. He's like in Washington. It's like he told me, my wife prayed for me for 35 years to be saved. I said, wow. It's a good wife that want to see her husband got saved. I don't think in this room, I don't think your whole family got saved. Maybe some, your grandparents. Maybe some, I hope not, like your spouse, your kid, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your worker, like, they're not got saved. Sometimes it's hard for us to share the gospel to them. But it's not a good excuse. You have to share the gospel to them. You have to share the gospel to them because one soul is really important. Really important. For me, right now, I still have a burden and prayer to see my brother, sister got saved. And now, my village, you have to help too. In this area, you have to have that burden too. Not just only pastor to see these people around here got saved. This is your own work too. You see the chair, right? Still need more people to sit down. You have to have desire to say, invite one more, like lead them to know the Lord, sit next to you. Sit next to you. I know no chair, but we can add more chair. Next to you. Next to you. Next to you. It's a great burden, great desire. You have to have that one. Not just only missionary, not just only pastor, but all of us. All of us. I know it's just only one point, I have many more, but just remind you about that. Go back home. I encourage you and challenge you to write down the name, like which one. Pray for and to see they got saved and bring them to church and sit next to you. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Pastor.